But among the grape juice manufacturers, there's one, and is it Welch? Welch's grape juice?
Yes.
Now, the manufacturer of Welch's grape juice goes all the way back to the foundation of the Welch Corporation. It seems Welch was a Presbyterian, and for him, for anyone to take any alcohol is a sin. Nature's finest, no sugar added. It shows no sign of alcohol. Even a fraction of a milligram. And that because, for religious reasons, so Father Ferrer tells me, the Welsh people sell this grape juice to Protestants that are forbidden on principle to use any alcoholic beverage. This, if you wish, is the altar wine of Protestantism. It is invalid for a Catholic Mass. Okay? So that when they use grape juice, to be sure they don't use, among other brands, he's made sure from the company, they've assured him, we guarantee there is not even a fraction of a milligram of alcohol.
It's rare, Mass, where they're serving that bread, you know, that isn't allowed. What should we do?
Receive communion.
Pardon?
Receive communion. Go to communion.
Go to communion anyway?
Yes.
But if you know beforehand it's going to be something, like some of the charismatic meetings, I'm not charismatic, but I have been a few times.
Well, I would say the same thing. I would, however, say this, that if you have an option of going to a Mass at which leavened bread is not used, you have a duty not to assist and be at least a material, well, cooperator to what is objectively wrong.
Father, in our particular parish, I wasn't thinking, I didn't see this, but our pastor said that one of the priests in our parish ordered the precious blood left over on Holy Thursday dumped into the sink.
Well, that's a sacrilege, a grave sacrilege.
He ordered the extraordinary ministers.
This is one reason I suppose you're here and I'm here, right? To find out what does this Roman Catholic Church still teach? Because sometimes you wonder.
For a special thing that they have in sacristies for disposing of any particles of the Holy?
No.
Or,
no.
Not particles,
no.
But, I mean,
the special sink, no. The special sink called a sacrarium is never for the disposition of the sacred species. That's unthinkable. The sacrarium is for the washing of the linens, the purificator, the corporal, that are used at Mass. In other words, the altar, those two, the corporal and the purificator, are to be washed three times. And the first washing should be in the sacrarium. The other two washings can be done, in other words, is to be rinsed out and then the water drained, then, even as it is wet, can be put into another container and washed twice again. Now, for example, this community, I know in Elverson, Pennsylvania, where I have often said Mass for this community, there is a sacrarium along with a regular sink. And what they will do they will put the week's wash of the corporal and purificators into the sink. Then I run the water and rinse out these altar linens, leave them wet. Then someone else comes along and can wash them twice again. That is still the church's law. Never disposing of the sacred species. As a matter of fact, a priest is not only permitted, but he is required to even expose his life rather than allow the sacred species to be profaned. If I saw a priest or somebody doing that, I can use violent means to prevent its being done. That's my faith. Well, anybody. As I tell people, pray especially for bishops and priests. I'm one of them. How well I know what's going on. And I have one more question. Please comment on this. Wednesday of Holy Week, a Mass was said for my dead dad. The priest who offered the Mass omitted my dad's name when it came time for, quotes, remembering the dead and to pray for them at this time. This practice of omitting names for whom the Masses are being said is very common in our parish. Will the dead souls receive any help from the Mass bearers if their names are omitted during the Masses? His name was in the parish bulletin. Well, two things. Provided the priest intends to offer the Mass for a deceased person, the Mass is offered for that person, whether the name is mentioned in the Mass or not. But if you ask the further question, will the deceased person receive more grace if the name were mentioned? Yes, for two reasons. One, because the priest is obedient to the church's law, which says, always mention the deceased person for whom the Mass is said. And secondly, both the priest himself in saying that prayer and the faithful who hear it will presumably add whatever grace is involved in offering a prayer during the holy sacrifice for the deceased person. Otherwise, most people, unless there's an announcement made, don't even know for whom the Mass is being offered.
This concludes the question and answer period on the encyclical, and on the next tape, Father John Hardin concludes his commentary on the encyclical Redemptor Hominis.